Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jackson is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted from a date he went on with a woman named Amanda. So in a few minutes, we'll call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Jackson, how long has it been since you heard from Amanda?
It's been a few days.
Like long enough to know you're getting ghosted days, or is this like that you had the date last night?
No, it's been 3 days, maybe 3.5.
Okay.
What makes you feel like you're being ghosted?
Well, I mean, we went on this great date, right? We went to the same place that we both wanted to go and wanted to try. And I mean, it was really nice. And, you know, we had 3 courses, wine, dessert. It felt really awesome. You know, it was really romantic, easy. Amanda's beautiful, and she ate all her food. It was so cute, you know? And I mean, I thought this would be the start of something great, but I just haven't, you know, I mean, I've written her, you know, I walked into her car, I wrote her afterwards and said, you know, hope to hear from you. And I thought she would write me back, and she never wrote me back. And I kind of want to know what her problem is.
So you said what to her? I'm sorry. I hope to hear from you.
No, I said, you know, it was a great date. And I hope, hope to hear from you when we left the date. And then when I texted her, I said, it was a great night last night. And she didn't respond.
Well, why do you think she's ghosting you?
Well, I mean, I was 15 minutes late. I mean, I had to take my dog out, and I was apologetic about, you know, like I kind of mismanaged my time, and she teased me about it a little bit, and I thought it was a joke, but I don't know, maybe, you know, first impressions are tough, you know, I don't know, maybe she seemed like she understood and got over it, but maybe she didn't.
So when you arrived, was she kind of cold shoulder, or like at that point, was she cool with you? You know, somebody shows up 15 minutes late, you're kind of mad, yeah. Or annoyed, I should say, but that's valid. And it's the first time. So then was she like, so anyways, tell me what sign you are? Or was she more like, can we just order?
She made a couple jabs, and but she didn't, she got over it quick.
Okay.
It felt like she got over it quick.
I mean, I feel like that's fair.
Yeah. How'd the rest of the date go?
First, we had 3 courses, wine, dessert, and we discussed, you know, the food, and we discussed, like, you know, travel, and we both like to travel. We both like this, you know, like wanted to go to Italy, and it was pretty good. Like, we had a really good conversation. It was a long night. I mean, I thought it was really good.
So you felt like she was engaging with you and asking you questions and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I walked her to her car at the end, so I feel like, you know, it wasn't like, she wasn't put off. It wasn't awkward.
Did you put her lips on your lips at the end?
Why do you say it like that?
I did not. I was a gentleman.
Because if he did it the way Jubal said, then that would absolutely be why he's getting ghosted.
True.
So no kiss. Did you guys hug at least? Or?
Yeah, we had like a half hug.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I've half hugged a guy, it kind of resulted in me never talking to him again.
I mean, unless you're like in a rush or you're like on your way somewhere.
But on
I feel like it was a good ending. Even though it was a half hug, it felt good.
Okay. But now she hasn't talked to you in a few days and you want to know why you're getting ghosted. So play a song, come back, and then we'll call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jackson is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Amanda. So we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Jackson, why don't you remind us about your situation?
Well, I met Amanda and we went out on a great date. And after thinking about it and talking to you guys, I feel like we had a really good time. And I really don't know why she's not getting back to me. After a few days, I wrote her and she just didn't text me back at all. And I feel, you know, like she should have. It was definitely a good time.
What was the last thing you said to her on text?
I said to her, you know, I had a really good time last night. And I thought, you know, she would have gotten back to me.
Okay. Well, you ready for us to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Amanda, please?
This is she who's calling.
Hi, Amanda. My name is Jubal, and this is a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Yes, the show is here. My name's Nina.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, hi.
Oh, you know the show.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, that's
sweet.
Cool.
That's so creepy.
I'm actually calling today because you went out on a date with somebody, and now you're ghosting them.
Okay. I might need more info.
Well, okay. You know how we do the first date follow-up on the show, where if you go out on a date with somebody, you ghost them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why. We got an email about you from a guy named Jackson.
Okay.
I love that we're laughing about this. Was that a good date for you?
He doesn't know why, I guess.
No, he does not.
That's crazy that he has no idea why.
Okay, so it should be obvious.
Yeah, I would think, like, this is nuts. Okay. So let me preface. The restaurant was fantastic and the food was fantastic and that was good. The company was not good.
He seemed to have a different perspective on it.
That's weird because he spent the entire night just hitting on the server. So I have no idea why he would be confused.
What?
He was hitting on the server?
Like, obviously?
Oh, like, huge. Like I checked out 5 minutes in.
Aww.
5 minutes in, I was like, nah, I'm good. The food's good. And I just focused on my food and getting, you know, a good meal out of it. And that was it. But I checked out 5 minutes in because instantly he was like, oh, you're so gorgeous. And like, he's like, oh, your hair's so pretty. And like, oh my gosh, I love the color of your nails. And like,
what?
Like no joke. Like he was making jokes about like feeding her.
What?
Came and he was like, oh, you want a bite of this? And like, I can feed you. And oh yeah. Like he commented on her legs at one point. Like it was sick.
That is a little bit awkward and a huge red flag, but
yeah.
Tell me about it. Like the fact that he doesn't know what's going on, it just blows my mind.
That's just kind of funny.
That's blatant.
Yeah, like, I mean, in front of me, he was just like, instantly she walks up and he's like, oh, hey, you're gorgeous. And then he just like, every time she came to the table, there was something else. Like he talked about, he was just like, oh, this dessert, like, it's almost as sweet as you are and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's also kind of like rude. Yeah. Like you're on a date with someone else.
Did he say that stuff to you too? Was it just like how he communicates with women or was it her specifically?
No, like there wasn't even like a, you look nice. Like there was like none of that.
Wow.
But it was all on the waitress. I was flabbergasted. Like,
okay. Well, thank you for telling us. Also, I don't know if you forgot, but Jackson is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you or maybe find out who the waitress is and talk to her at the same time. I don't know, but.
Oh man, like what is that about? Like I there's no way. I wasn't that. Like you made it sound like I was really elaborate. Like I've always, you know, just talk to, you know, treat your servers, you know, awesome, and you can give them great compliments because they can get bigger servings and better pours. And I mean, you know, better treatment all around. It's like a win-win. And that's what I was doing. I think I was into the waitress so much.
I feel like that's teaching you your please and thank you, sir, not like, give me your legs.
Well, she had nice legs. What was I going to say? Like, you know.
What?
That's
not really.
So you were hitting on her.
So if she hadn't had nice legs, then you wouldn't have complimented them, because I feel like you should compliment her legs no matter what her legs look like, if that's just strategy you're going for.
Well, she had nice legs, but it was just something to hit, like, you know, to say to her. It wasn't like I was hitting on her.
If no matter what, if you say to a woman you have nice legs, that comes across as hitting on.
Yeah, for real. Like, I mean, because you're complimenting, like, her looks all the time. You could have, like, if you were doing that, you could have said, like, oh, you're so nice and thank you and you're so helpful. And, like, you know, you could have said, like, I like your nails, not like, oh, your nails are so beautiful and I love that color. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could have just been like, oh, where'd you get them done or something. But no, like, you're hitting on her because you're talking about her looks to her. Every time she came to the table, like, that's not getting extra stuff out of it. That's not what you're talking about.
Wow. I didn't really realize you were the jealous type. Like, I'm not really into that.
What?
I'm not, like, I'm just not into rude people. And let me remind you that you're the one that, like, wanted me so bad that you're willing to go on the radio and do this.
It's all good, because I was really so good to that girl. I got her number, and, you know, I'm sure she's going to be
what?
So you were hitting on her then, if you got the number.
Have you tried the number? Because I got a fake.
Amanda, you're impossible.
Well, I would love to ask. Amanda, would you like to go on another date with Jackson? We'll pay for it.
There is never a chance in this world that I would ever do that.
Yeah, that's totally okay. It's your loss, Amanda.
Oh, no. I guess I'm just going to have to take the L on that one. For me. I'm so sad.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.